Blog Talk Radio.
All right. Well, listen, we have an intense show. It's all the informational show. It's about, all about Gwinnett County that we work with, David Manuel. Congratulations to you as far as being reelected as the City Council of Snellville. And today's show is going to be welcoming a new City Councilwoman on Snellville City Council. And I'm sure you all are going to talk about some of the things that you're all planning. And without any more to do, ladies and gentlemen, please help me welcome my partner, Mr. David Manuel, now the new or reelected City Councilman of the best city in Gwinnett County. Welcome, Dave.
Thank you, Tom. Good to be here tonight. And this evening, we're going to be talking with Christy Linsky, a newly elected city council member in the city of Snellville. And welcome to the show, Christy.
We're going to get Christy on
here. Sure, having me.
Oh, welcome, Christy.
There you go.
Hi. How are you tonight?
Outstanding.
We're good.
Great.
Let's get to it. You've served on the Snellville Planning Commission for the past 4 years, and you've also brought your students to several council meetings. How much of these experiences influenced your decision to run for city council?
Well, very much. Generally speaking, I found myself as a government teacher preaching about how my students needed to get involved in politics. And as I began to look around me and observe, I realized that I myself wasn't practicing what I was preaching to the students and that I myself needed to be a better example to them. So I began to get involved, showing up at meetings, volunteering, of course, is the first obvious step. And that's also a lesson to all of our residents as a way to get involved. Volunteering is just a remarkable experience in terms of who you meet and what you can give back to the community. And as I began to get more involved, my students, of course, followed along with the model. And this just seemed to be a next natural step in the progression of upscaling the involvement in the community.
Well, it's always good. I had a similar experience where I was talking with someone and complaining about people not doing anything and realized I hadn't done anything in quite a few years, and that's how I originally got involved also with the Planning Commission. You just finished a long and fairly contentious campaign quite successfully. You won 63% of the vote. How did that campaign match up with your expectations?
The expectations were that I had really were non-existent. This is my first political office, and mostly what I thought I wanted to do was public service and talk to people, meet people. So we focused on a grassroots campaign on the ground level and worked very hard to talk to as many people as we could, knocking on doors, speaking with everyone face-to-face, answering their questions, responding to their concerns, finding out what kinds of issues were priority to the citizens of Snellville, and really going from there in the sense of moving forward. It's a very difficult campaign, largely because we didn't have the resources to do polls to see how well we were doing. Were we working hard enough? Were we not working to the degree that we needed to succeed? So it was quite a surprise to find out on the night of election result that 63% was the amount that we were able to get. And that really shows you that the hard work did, in fact, work, touching, reaching out to the community is the way to go. And I highly recommend that the ground game is the place to start to any candidate trying to enter into public service.
Well, there's an old saying in politics that as soon as anyone declares his or her candidacy, 40% of the voters are for you and 40% of the voters are against you. Winning an election requires getting the majority of the votes from the 20% in the middle. With a tally of 63% of the votes, you got that 20% and then some. What does that tell you?
What that told me is that Snellville was ready for a change, and they were willing to give an outsider, a newcomer to politics, an excellent opportunity to really show them what they could bring. And that, of course, unity is going to be the key to this city. Getting things done, working together, compromising, coalition building, consensus building, all of those words have been utilized as we've gone through this campaign. But ultimately, what I think it is building relationships with the individuals at the ground level. Giving them your contact information is one part of it, but it's also giving them a sense that they do feel comfortable actually using that contact information. Being approachable is the key to a great, successful campaign. And I think that we were able to achieve that as Dave and I walked around and knocked on doors, as Roger Marmol and I were able to walk around. Tons of welcome in the community for newcomers. There is room for individuals who would love to get involved in politics. I just don't believe that there's any excuse for anyone anymore. After this particular venture, we have been an incredible model as to how welcoming the Snellville community has been.
Well, you've got some, I think you've got some good points that you touched on there. And let's get back to what you're going to bring to the council. Being a high school teacher, you're in a unique position to expose students to the operation of city government and to get them involved. What plans do you have to increase student involvement?
Well, I want to continue, first of all, doing some of the things that I've done, which is bringing the students to the council meetings, including them and encouraging them to volunteer. But I also would like to introduce the concept of a youth association. The city of Savannah has had great success in getting young people involved in the community, in city council, and they become true stakeholders in the case where they feel that they have a voice. That being vested in the community is a huge part of what our young people need. We have to show them how to become involved in political participation. That was another thing I discovered as I began to go through my teaching career a little bit further, is that I just assumed that students knew what civic engagement actually meant and realized that they actually have to be shown. How do you learn about the issues? How do you go to a meeting? How do you show up? Where do you sit? Where do you access the agenda? Who should you speak to? These are all individual items that we assume the students know, but they really don't. We have to show them how to be engaged in public service, and the Youth Association is the key to doing so. Not only do I want to get South Gwinnett High School students involved, but as a Gwinnett County Public School employee, I'd like to get Grayson, Brookwood, and Shiloh High Schools involved as well, which will include all of the South Gwinnett surrounding community in Snellville. And building this coalition will not only help to build up our entire South End community in South Gwinnett, but also engaging many more people who never really thought that much about Snellville other than driving through and complaining about the traffic. So that's one of my major goals as far as my students go. And, of course, certainly running for office has been a great example as well.
That it is. And I think there are also some people who are well beyond being high school students who really don't understand the whole process and how you do get involved, and the fact that there is an agenda that is posted on the city website and at City Hall, typically on the Thursday before a meeting the following Monday. And that's a good way to find out what's going to be discussed and what you might want to show up for and voice your opinion. And the other situation I find is that and I'm sure you've gotten the same questions. I get questions continually. Well, are the meetings open to the public? And
yes.
Of course, yes, all meetings are, as you know, open to the public, and anybody and everybody is invited to attend. There's a point in the meeting after the main business section is handled where it's open for public comment. And again, anybody is welcome to get up and voice their opinion on an issue, and I believe some of your students have done that.
They have, and some of them, I'm not quite sure what they were going to say, but they really did step up and do a fabulous job. A couple of them I wonder about, and I thought, oh, no, what? Please, please, hopefully what they're about to say is relevant and it makes sense, and it is. Even if they falter a little bit, they do understand the process. And that they understand that government is accountable to us, not the other way around. Our public officials are not above us, but they work for us. We are the ones that are in charge of meeting them and going through and holding them accountable and making sure that their decisions are well explained and that we do, in fact, follow up and we understand what the main issues are. And that's a huge part of what the students go through. As 17 and 18-year-olds that they are scared and intimidated by the government buildings, and many of them don't have a very favorable view of government anyway. And that's typical of the generation, and that's something that we're trying to change. And I try to do that each and every day in my classroom.
And that's obviously a very welcome aspect of your teaching ability and your teaching exposure to people, but how does increased student involvement benefit the community?
One of the major things that we have as a point of discussion in our community is fear. We have individuals in our generation, in our community, that are of the older generation, lots of senior citizens. We have a changing community as well. We have 70 to 80% of our students are students of color, and a lot of the old school Snellville mentality was really fearful about the change as we went through the transition as a city in South Gwinnett, and we became increasingly diverse. One of the things that student involvement has been able to do is acquaint the different generations, acquaint different races, different religions, different age groups, different ethnicities, different languages, and there's nothing that will unite people like a hard day's work. And that, of course, is the volunteer work. When the students and the community get together, that is the focus. The focus is not what divides us, but the focus is instead on what unites us, and that collaboration is critical to our survival as a democracy.
And I believe you saw that actually in action. Last summer we had the pop-up market, which was a test of the concept of having a public market in the Wisteria property that the city owns and hopes to develop as a town center. How did the students respond to pretty much a hard day's work and a lot of work and a lot of activity?
Well, actually, the story goes back to probably 7 or 8 months before the event, when City Economic Development Director Eric Von Ederen approached me and asked if any of my students would like to be involved in co-writing a grant with the Atlanta Regional Commission. And I was always thinking about ways that the students could get involved, civic engagement, real actual issues involving government rather than just the classroom textbook model. So several of them enthusiastically got involved in co-writing. We actually showed up in City Hall on the first day of our winter vacation, and I had 5 students that gave up their first free day off and met with members of the Atlanta Regional Commission, and the students just absolutely charmed the commissioners and secured that grant easily for the city. They were so critical in convincing them that this was such an important quality, something that they wanted to bring to the community in Snellville, and they were dedicated to putting in the hard work to do so. And 6 months later, lots of planning, lots of sweat, lots of tears in some cases. The day-long service project was absolutely amazing. I had over 100 students participate at many different levels. They did everything from perform at the jazz club location that we had set up as the market, went on through the day to running the trolley stations to help with traffic flow, to clean up trash and wipe tables. And every one of the volunteers from the community spoke so highly of the students and how they carried themselves and how enthusiastic they were about becoming involved. So it was really a great experience, and I've actually had my class this year ask if we were going to be able to do a project like that again. So they've become quite envious of that particular group of students that was involved last year. So hopefully we can repeat the experience soon.
I think we'll be able to, and I think with this council we'll have a tremendous number of opportunities to involve the students and get a lot of good practical experience for them and for anybody else, frankly, who wants to participate. Let's change gears a little bit. Recently, the Snellville Arts Commission has been putting on plays, art exhibits. We recently had a ghost tour during the Halloween portion of the month, and they've had a number of other activities. What do you see as the benefits that art initiatives bring to a community?
Well, the art initiatives are a critical point in bringing people who are often disaffected and tuned out of community involvement into our circle of unity and service. And that's a critical moment as far as what Snellville needs. We need to make young people in particular, that's a constant theme for me, I'm sure you've heard already, but that's a constant theme as far as getting young people involved. And art is the way, I think, that will bridge the gap between many different generations, many people of different ability levels, individuals of color, individuals who feel as though city government is not going to do anything for them. And that's, I think, something that they will begin to appreciate in a different level. And everyone has time and talent in some different area in some different way that they can bring. And the arts community, of course, I think is an untapped area with great potential for the city of Snellville. That's going to be another key part of leading to the next level for the city of Snellville and becoming a gateway into Gwinnett County.
I believe that. And last night we have a local art studio that is involved in giving art lessons to both youth and adults. And they started a project as a fundraiser for Give Hunger the Boot, where they decorated baskets. And some of the decoration was done by kids as young as 5 years old. And it really showed some amazing talent at very, very early ages. And with continued instruction and direction, I think we're going to have some great artists developing right here in Snellville. And I think we also need to make the point that in terms of an arts commission, arts is a lot more than painting and the visual arts. We have the performing arts and a whole range of different endeavors that are classified as arts, obviously would include music. And we've seen that. There was somebody providing music at the event last night, and the Arts Commission also had a arts display called Art on the Green earlier in the month, and they had a group there performing as well. So the Arts Commission is trying to bring virtually all types of art together and exemplify it both through the plays and something like the Ghost Tour, which was actually a group of mini productions as you walked around the area. Each station had a different actor, so to speak, providing insight into both the history of Snellville and some entertainment with their theme. It was very well attended, and I think everybody enjoyed it. What other initiatives would you like to see accomplished in the next 4 years?
One of the major initiatives that, as a city, we need to really focus on is the development of our town center. And that has been a project that is several years in the planning, and due to the recession, we had really to put it on hold. So one of the major focal points is going to be to really look at that plan once again and to try and attract developers into the city that will fit within the vision that the citizens of Snellville have already established in the town center. That's such a critical part for a place to the for the community to meet. And really what we have right now is the whole question of, okay, well, where do you take people when they have, you know, visitors from out of town? Where do you take them in Snellville to show them who we really are? And there really isn't too much to answer that question. The Veterans Memorial Wall, of course, by our current City Council, Dave and Tom Witz, we have a few things that are growing, and the point of that, of course, is to continue in that direction, to move forward into developing a source of pride for the city, a place where the community can really come together, very similar to what we do in our farmers market throughout the summer into the first week of October every Saturday. And one of the major points of pride is how the community constantly comes together each and every Saturday, and those are the kinds of events that really are going to be critical to having us meet our potential as a city.
Hey, well, let me interject real quickly as we come around the last corner. Congratulations, Congresswoman. I mean, excuse me, Congresswoman.
Thank you. Congresswoman, I'm not sure I'm ready for that.
And you're a teacher of South Gwinnett, and your purpose as a teacher, are you a historian?
I teach history, and actually I have 2 degrees in history, but I also teach government. The last 4 years I've not taught history, but this year I have it back. So I've been in the classroom for 23 years and plan to be there quite a few, many years longer. And then maybe we'll see what happens after that. I'm kind of at the point where I'm thinking about maybe a second career after I leave teaching, but I'm not ready to do that anytime soon.
Well, the thing is that, you know, I'm a history buff and I a family historian, and we have an individual who is coming out with another book. First off, I would love to, if you can, Dave, as we come around, have a few people just wanted to say hello and congratulations to both of you all. And,
that would be great.
Now it's time for us to make a change. History is what I think Ms. Linsky is going, along with, Dave Emanuel and, Mayor Tom Witz, is something that's going to be documented. But, you know, without knowing your history, you don't know your future. You know, if you don't have no information, any role will get you there. But if you don't mind, if you can give your contact information, and then I would like to try to pull in just a couple of people who just want to say congratulations. That's okay.
And I just want to alert Christy that Tom knows a lot about history because he's lived it.
Oh, okay. Well,
and you're talking about the demographics of the South Gwinnett. I was the only minority on the football team back in 1978. And now it's reversed. So this is what we're doing. But we have to show the world, have to show Metro Atlanta. Dave has worked with me to other mayors, you know, around the Metro Atlanta area to, like you were saying, we work together. For those who are coming through, they're thinking about relocating or coming and visiting, you know, family and friends during the Thanksgiving and Christmas, we need to be able to kind of point them to different places to eat, sleep, and stay while they're here. And perhaps they might relocate.
That's certainly a great place to come to, that's for sure. And obviously, there were very comparatively few Snellville natives. I've got a road atlas from, I believe it's 1967, and the population of Snellville was 468, and we're knocking on 20,000. So there's been a tremendous influx of people, and that's within the city limits.
Dave's lived through a lot of history as well. I just wanted to point that out.
Well, listen, I'm going to just pull on a couple of people. And, we're so excited. Anything that we can do to help, you know, Snellville City Council, you have a platform in the media, okay? Challenge the students, you're absolutely right, you know, to let them know, because they sometimes are afraid to ask and they think they should know, and then they just give up on the participation of politics. And this is those students who are eight, we're needing to protect their future because they're too young to vote. So I'm going to bring on, I'm going to bring on an individual, if I can, 770-972. Do you have a question, comment, or remark for Councilwoman Christy Linsky?
Yes, Melvin Everson here. Once again, congratulations, Councilman-elect Linsky and Councilmember Dave Emanuel. I enjoyed listening to you, and I'm excited about all the positive contributions that Christy and Roger Marmo will bring to the city of Snellville. I've never been so happy in my life, and I know great days are ahead for the future of Snellville, and I expect great things. And if you ever need me for anything, just give me a call, and I'm just only a phone call away, and I'll see you guys tomorrow night. I just want to say congratulations, and I enjoyed listening to you this evening.
Oh, thank you, Melvin. It's always a pleasure to speak with you.
Thank you, Melvin.
For those who don't know, Melvin Everson, he is one of the swingers at the back, at the plate for Snellville.
Well, actually, for the entire state, he works for the governor, and he helps people all over the state.
The
thank
host
you so much.
That I
excuse me.
Go ahead,
go
Christy.
Ahead.
Oh, okay. Thank you. I just wanted to point out that Mr. Everson used to hold the post that I am about to be sworn in to take tomorrow night. And I thought it was only fitting that post 3, since that's exactly the one that I'm going into, that Mr. Everson would actually swear me in tomorrow night. So I'm honored to have him tomorrow to do that.
Great, great. I look forward to it. And it brings back a lot of memories when I first got elected to the council in Snellville with then Brett Harrell. As the mayor leading that council. And great things were accomplished then, and there's no doubt in my mind great things will be accomplished under the leadership of Mayor-elect Tom Witts. And this is what Snellville needed, and this is what Snellville wanted, a united front to focus on the positives of this great city and what we can do to showcase our city, that it is welcoming to all ethnicities, religions, it doesn't matter. We welcome all.
Absolutely. And that's a critical point that I want to bring with my students, that South Gwinnett High School is who we are. And that is who we are as a city. Unity as we come together and really build up. Snellville is going to be the place to be. And I'm really excited about the possibility of a lot of people have said, hey, you know, maybe I need to relocate and move here. And that's exactly what they need to do.
Okay.
Well, let me tell you, although we're, neighboring with the number one attraction center in the state, which is Stone Mountain Park, $75 million, normally come through and to visit, the Stone Mountain Park and laser show. This is when we have opportunities to have them maybe come down 78 to meander and wander through Snellville or the other, local cities to say, hey, I could see ourselves, moving here because we have great schools, have great teachers like, Ms. Lewinsky. I have an individual who is a historian, and he is a deer in Stone Mountain. Let me see if I can get him on. Dr. Coletti?
Hey, Tom.
Hello. Listen, how you like the show?
So far, it's great. Congratulations, Ms. Linsky, on being elected.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
My wife's on city council here in Stone Mountain, and I'm a former councilman myself, so I know what you have in front of you. Good luck to you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Well, the one thing I can say is that I've built my entire career on how successful I am in keeping things calm in the classroom, so I'm hoping I can bring those exact skills to city council as well.
That would be great.
Well, Dr. Coletti, he is, kind of humble, but he is coming out with something he works real closely. Obviously, I am, one of the family members of Promised Land, Gone with the Wind and everything, but Dr. Coletti, great friend, great family, friend, historian, community pillar. He's come out with his book before. It was a Granite Sentinel. But Dr. Coletti, can you just tease us a little bit about your new book that's coming out on Amazon this coming
year? Sure. The first book was Stone Mountain, the Granite Sentinel, and I gave a speech at the Snellville History Center a couple of years ago. I don't know if you were there or not, Ms. Linsky. But,
no, I didn't get the chance.
Okay, it was...
hopefully you'll come back.
Pardon?
Hopefully you'll be able
to come back.
Oh, yeah. That book, first book was 744 pages, but 634 footnotes in it. And it was a historical novel about Stone Mountain and environs right before, during, and after the Civil War. And it had a fictitious family there, the Jernigans, who lived through the war. They're just a common family in Stone Mountain. The second book is called The Red Spoke. And where I got the ideas from this book, some friends of ours in California have a production company. She read my book, and she said, we need to have a book written on a white Southern abolitionist.
Uh-huh.
I said, okay, so we can, there's no movies or anything of that sort out there now with that theme to it. She said, this would probably help the healing situation in the States right now. So I sat down and wrote one, and I took the other side of my main characters in my first book, Buck and his family, and made him and his freed slaves stealth abolitionists. And they meet up with Harriet Tubman and William Steele, and they go about freeing those that are enslaved in this area and help them get north or go out to the islands or whichever direction we can get them through with the Underground Railroad. And this book's 412 pages and no footnotes in it, but there's still some historical references in there that went along with the Civil War. So anyhow, it's got a good love story. All war stories have love stories in them, of course. And there's some killings in the book, in this particular one, The Red Spoke. And so those who have reviewed it, I had two manuscript reviewers and a chief editor and then a story reviewer, storyline reviewer, just to be sure that the story was in tune with itself, so to speak. For instance, one part where one person was killed during the war, we go to his funeral, but in the book I don't tell him where the funeral was. So she brings that out. There's a point, where are we burying this guy? So that was my storyline editor that found about a half a dozen little in the areas in the book like that need to be corrected. But it's going to come out. You can pre-order the book on Amazon Kindle right now, and it's $4.99 on Kindle, and then the hard copies will be out in about 3 weeks, and then the Kindle release date is on the 15th of November. So those that are pre-ordering will get them on the 15th.
Well, Dr. Coletti, thank you for coming on, and this is the whole purpose of having you on, and thank you so much for your time, is that Snellville with the Unified Council are, set and ready to create a new history in a city that I call home. And we'd love for you to come out and Stone Mountain as well to work closely with the Snellville City. Dave, can you close out the show with the contact for Christy and yourself?
Sure. Christy, go ahead and give me your contact.
The swearing in tomorrow.
Right.
Okay.
Swearing in tomorrow will be 7:30 at Snellville City Hall, and certainly everybody listening is invited to attend. And we're expecting a pretty large crowd, so I'd say get there early if you want a good seat. Go ahead, Christy.
Okay. I just wanted to make you aware, if you go onto the city's website, you'll have all of our contact information there at snellville.org. And just follow the links to our names, Christy Linsky, and I'll have a snellville.org email address, and my phone number will be there as well.
Well, thank you so much, and I want to, challenge all the voters and the citizens of Snellville to learn to get involved, and just because it only took you 30 minutes to vote this past Tuesday, allocate 30 minutes, at least once a month to, attend a city hall meeting. Isn't that right, Dave?
I think so. I think it gives people a good idea of how local government works. It also enables them to know who their council members are, have a conversation with them, and hopefully feel a little bit more comfortable. If something comes up, they can put a name with a face and feel free to call or contact us through email, whatever is most convenient for them, and get their questions answered. That's why we're there. We're there to serve the citizens, and we can do a much better job doing that if they communicate with us and let us know their concerns.
Well, I want to say thank you so much for both of you all to be on the show tonight.
Thank you.
And just come out, and we're so proud of you, and I know that you're going to bring a new flavor, you know. So now we have, like, the Baskin-Robbins, the Snellville City Council.
Thank you, Tom.
Thank you so much. And listen, we'll see you tomorrow. Dave, you got your contact information as well? Or?
Sure. It's you can always reach me at demanuel@snellville.org, or my cell phone is 770-262-2115.
And if you need media exposure, please contact me, befriend me. My name is Tom Livesey, and it's L-I-V as in victory, S-E-Y. I do have a little bit of history in Snellville. I'm so grateful to have Dave Emanuel to come and do my show, or his show, on Sundays. And let's just all learn to, you know, try to fall in where we fit in. And hope to see you all tomorrow. Congratulations. Enjoy the rest of your evening. Ms. Lewinsky, are you still at South Gwinnett?
Yes, definitely. And I'll be there tomorrow morning, bright and early, too.
Okay, well, let me let you go. Anyway, thank you all for being on the show. You can listen to the show, you know, here about 30 minutes. Just click on the link and click on it like a YouTube. Thank you, Dave.
Thank you, Tom. We'll see you tomorrow night.
Thank you, Christy.
Thank you, Tom. Thanks for having me.
Good night.
Good night.